from our KLW East Bay Bureau at Studio To Be. This is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is singer, songwriter, and fierce on-stage performer, Melissa Jones. How are you, Melissa?
Hey.
And right now, we're going to hear her recommendations for three arts events happening in the Bay Area this weekend. My temple, my doctrine, my mind and my voice. First up is The Session. Now, this San Francisco band brings a sound that's a blend of soul, R&B, electronica, very eclectic, and they'll be performing during the Noise Pop Festival this Thursday night tonight, and this is their album release party. Okay, so Melissa, what is it about the band that you like?
Man, the mix of just the soul and the eclectic vibe, the electronic just mixture of everything that they do is just really brilliant. And I really like how the lead singer, I think Lalin is her name, she's just heard the way she uses her voice and her like melodic, she sounds like a hummingbird to me.
She does. Did you see their video?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's really, it's out there. And I mean that like in a complimentary way. That's The Session playing during the Noise Pop Festival. See them at Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco tonight. And Melissa is giving us good suggestions for the Noise Pop Festival. Your next pick is The Onyx, and this is an all-black female band, and they do so much rock, pop, hip-hop, so R&B. They're performing at the SF Jazz Center on Thursday night tonight, and they actually have been on Sights and Sounds before. They are an awesome band. Why do you think they're blowing up?
You know, I think it's just, it's the black girl magic. It is, they're super authentic. And, you know, it was an honor to sing with a couple of them. And I just, they have a vibe. There's something like really unique and vibrant about what they do. And seeing them perform live is super dope. Talented, raw. You know, listening to their music is very uplifting, and I you know, I'm vibing with the black womanhood and support, and you know, I think they definitely take me to a time like just yes, like a it's like yes, very, I don't know, like timeless in a way.
Yes, that's The Onyx performing at the SF Jazz Center tonight at 7 p.m. And your last pick is this Saturday night, Quinn DeVoe and the Blue Beat Review. Now, Quinn brings the blues, funk, country, soul, and gospel. Music is in his roots. His grandma was a jazz singer, and he lived in Gary, Indiana as a kid, so he was drinking the same water as the Jacksons. So you know he's going to bring it tonight because the music is just in his blood and in his body, in his soul. Have you performed with him or been influenced by his work at all?
I have not. Well, have we performed together? I don't think so. But I had the pleasure of meeting him like years ago, maybe like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And just kind of just vibing on music, just jamming. And I really love his sound a lot.
Yeah.
Definitely takes me to like some deep soul, just down south kind of, you know what I mean? Just here I am, here are these harmonies, we taking you to church. His songwriting is really dope. I love his voice, and it's just, it's a pleasure to like have that connection with him.
That's Quinn DeVoe and the Blue Beat Review performing at Rickshaw Stop in San Francisco this Saturday night, 8 p.m. Then you walk away. I I've been speaking with the girl who rocks, Melissa Jones, lead singer of No Lovely Thing. Their new album is She Be. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at klw.org. And our podcast is back. So listen on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. And just because I like my lighter, the me and this episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton. To me, forever.
Determination, I've already won. It's all my love, I end up fighting.